We're going to that dispute between the farmers and Aldi. Farmers are continuing to blockade the entrances and exits of a big distribution centre for the Aldi supermarket chain in Naas in County Kildare in the latest protest over beef prices. The IFA has said retailers, who they accuse of driving down food prices, need to address the poor prices that farmers are paid for their cattle. For the latest, I am joined now by Fran McNulty, RT's agriculture correspondent, who is in Naas. And also on the line is Daniel Long, chairman of the Individual Farmers. That's the group which organised last week's big tractor protest in Dublin. Fran, to you first. Earlier on Morning Ireland, you brought us fractious exchanges between drivers attempting to get their trucks on the road and the farmers blockading the distribution centre. What's the atmosphere been like in the last hour or two?
The tensions have eased. What happened was happening at that point. There were 15 or 20 trucks queuing to get into the facility. When the tractor and trailer arrived here at about a minute to seven this morning, within seconds, trucks are coming. Every 30, 40 seconds, Sean, trucks come in. This is the biggest retail distribution centre in the country. So within a very short period of time, all those trucks backed up. One of the drivers became extremely frustrated. He's from Carlow. He's a farmer himself. And was saying, you're stopping me from doing a day's work. I'm trying to deliver goods in. I'm not delivering in meat. Let me do my day's work. Let me make a living. Just because you have difficulty with income doesn't mean you should impose one on me. And that's kind of a sentiment, Sean, that during the beef blockades earlier in the summer, we saw a lot where drivers were simply saying, we just want to go about our day's work. What you're doing is preventing us from doing that. But the farmers here, members of the IFA, adamant, you're not getting in. This plant is going to be blockaded for the next 12 hours. So you stay where you are, you drive away. And the guards had a traffic management plan in place for a while there. A lot of the trucks that were queuing up have left, but there still are five or six trucks queuing on the roadside.
Right. Hopefully that line to you, Fran, it's a satellite link, will hold up for a few minutes longer. You spoke to a few farmers like Paul Ball from Carlow, Pádraig Geraghty from Longford and Shea Galvin from Limerick. Let's hear what they had to say.
We had the beef task force meeting the other day and nothing's come from it. And we just appealing to Aldi and others like them to just, you know, come back to their suppliers and ask for a fair price for farmers. You know? That's where we're at.
What about the impact on consumers? You're blocking a distribution centre, you're stopping product getting out into shops and you're potentially hitting consumers.
Well, we just want to highlight what's going on here. And we feel that consumers, if they knew what was going on, they would maybe be more inclined to pay a fair price for beef. Aldi and the likes of them make a fair play about paying a decent wage to their staff, and fair enough, and to do that, they're not paying a fair price to us.
The factories have the power, and they're, you know, they can call the shots there. So we're here to call on them to give a justified increase at this time.
It's shown in the market that the price is there, and it's just not being passed back to the farmer. So somebody in the middle is screaming the money. We don't know where. There's a lack of transparency in the beef market, and we want to see where is that money going, because right across Europe. Right across the world, actually, the beef prices have shot up by 20 cent across Europe, 50 cent in the UK, even in South America. Yeah, the price has gone up by 76 cent in about 4 weeks. Between where the farmer gets it, it goes to the factories, it goes to wholesalers, it goes to retail. Somebody in there is profiteering, and we're not getting the bounce of the ball. The retailers are ultimately the people who buy the beef off the processors, so they actually are the ones who determine what the processors can afford to pass back to the farmer. So we want the retailers to pass that money back to the farmers, and that's necessary.
Now, we've abandoned our satellite link to Fran, but he's still there on a mobile phone. Fran, are there many farmers there at the protest?
Right now, there are around 20 farmers, Sean. There were up on 50 here at one point this morning. It's a 12-hour blockade. The IFA has said that. They said it first thing this morning. They'd be here for 12 hours. So it's about having a rota of people to cover it through the day. I suppose they would, as they would see it, the entrance is actually blocked by a tractor and a trailer, a second tractor blocking another entrance, or round bales on the road. So that does the job they need to do in terms of blockading the facility. And they really are being quite adamant here today, saying that this will continue unless there is an increase in price. You heard those farmers there talking about it. A 20% differential with the European price, up on 50 cent of a differential with the UK price at the moment. And farmers really aren't buying the explanation of that from the meat industry, who are saying, you know, we've had blockades for quite a number of months. Our customer base across Europe is damaged. We need to work on rebuilding that. They're saying they can't see any reason not to have an increase in price and have it now. And if they don't get that, blockades like this will continue.
And are ordinary Aldi workers who work at that distribution centre, are they able to get in and out?
They are. A number of cars started to arrive here.
there must have been a shift came on at around 6 o'clock this morning. They got in very easily, then more cars arriving after 7. All of the cars were allowed in, the round bales were rolled back and they were allowed in. The only people who have not been allowed in or out are truck drivers. And the point that was being made by some of them this morning is we operate on very tight margins. We are under pressure, we're being paid for a job. We now have tractors and trailers sitting here going nowhere all day long. And we are losing money. They're the people who have been affected to the greatest extent. But also, Sean, like, this is a huge retail distribution centre. It is one of two that Aldi have in the country to supply all of their stores all over the country. The supply chain to Aldi stores and to other supermarkets is very short. They don't have big stock rooms like they had 20 and 30 years ago. So within 2 to 3 days, there will be an impact on supply. And even a 12-hour disruption like this will have an impact on product on shelves.
Stay with us, Fran. I want to turn now to Daniel Long, a chair of the individual farmers who organised that big protest in the capital last week. Daniel, your organisation, Individual Farmers, aren't taking part in today's protest. Now, did you have any contact with the IFA about this, and what do you make of it?
I suppose we welcome that farmers like showing a bit of unity, and the IFA, they may be late to the party, but we welcome farmers coming together. And that was the idea of the protest last week, was to show unity among farmers, like we're stronger as one than divided. I suppose it was kind of an inevitable that it was going to happen. Like, farmers can't continue to work at a loss, and that's why we are where we are now. Like,
did the IFA ask you to stay away?
No, the IFA didn't ask us to stay away. We hadn't had contact directly with them, no.
Now, the first meeting, as we know, of the Beef Task Force was held on Tuesday. Were you and other farmers that you talked to, were you happy enough with what you heard about the base price and indications, yes, and acceptance by the industry that there are those differentials?
Well, I suppose, to be honest about it, farmers on the ground weren't happy with the way the task force went. Like, the meeting only lasted 4 hours. The minister didn't feel a need to attend, given the gravity of the situation. We felt that he should have been there. I suppose, to put it into context, like, we're 20 cents a kilo behind the EU average, and to break that down, that's 80 euros an animal. And there's 40,000 animals killed a week, so it's 3.2 million of a discrepancy. So to break it down, the man in the street, like we're currently at the same price for beef as it is in Brazil at the moment, and they don't have half the regulations that we have.
And Daniel... at the meeting, the processors accepted that, or said, or argued that the prolonged blockade of meat plants in August and September had made things difficult and was an impediment to improving prices. So, would there be any fear that today's action could also backfire?
I don't think so. Like, as I said, like Cormac Healy said himself, the market is an easier place as green shoots recovery. Well, that recovery now needs to show, like a minimum, like that 20 cent a kilo that we're behind the EU average needs to be brought on par with it. Like, we're supposedly have a premium product. We should be paid for a premium product.
So what's your own attitude now on that of the individual farmers? What's your own attitude?
Well, as we said ourselves at last week, that we were going to give it to the 15th to see what would come of it. Like we're not unreasonable. People need time. People decisions don't get made overnight. But ourselves are having a meeting tonight, and we'll decide our next steps forward. We don't want to, farmers don't want to be out away from their farm, blocking gates, disrupting people. But at the end of the day, farmers have to make a living too.
And the 15th, of course, is next Sunday week. So could we expect protests the following day on the Monday if you're not satisfied?
That really comes down to where we go with price. As I said, if the price rises to a level that's acceptable to farm. As I said, 20 cents a kilo is the EU average. And that doesn't include, we have a premium product. Like, as I said, if we have a premium product, it's only the average price we'd be taking at 20 cents a kilo.
I have not a lot of support from consumers in the texts that we're getting on 51551, at least so far, Daniel. They make the point that consumers are hard pressed to pay more for food in the supermarkets.
Well, I said, that somewhere along the line, I said, farmers run costs. Like, they don't have a weekly wage. They rely on the product that they sell to market. And, the way it is at the moment, it's not profitable for farmers to produce beef. And, that has to change. And, somebody, it's either, if it's not going to be the processor, it has to be the retailer. Somebody along the line has to pay the going rate for the meat. Why should our product be behind other countries?
We'd be the same. Coming back to you, Fran McNulty, agriculture correspondent there in Naas. What next? I mean, have the IFA decided, look, you know, there goes the crowd, we better start leading them and get out with another protest. What do you expect to happen by way of further events?
But there's a difficulty here, Sean. If you demand something and it doesn't happen, you have to follow through. And the IFA are saying if we don't get an increase in price in the coming days, we are going to have more blockades. And is this really what consumers certainly don't want it? And farmers say if consumers understood what was happening, they'd be willing to pay more. What's missing out of that is, you know, the food business is a profitable business. There may be narrow margins, but what farmers will say is we're the only ones in the chain who don't appear to be making money, so perhaps that spread of wealth needs to be looked at and needs to be redistributed. The IFA have said very clearly, Joe Healy has said very clearly this morning, this is about putting pressure on the retailers to put pressure on the meat processors. That's what this is about. It's about supermarkets and retailers who, and the IFA have mentioned this, the word corporate social responsibility this morning. A lot of these supermarkets make a big play out of paying the living wage, out of having sustainable food produce. And what they're saying is, we're now bringing the issue and the problem around the non-profitability and the non-viability of many Irish farms to the retailer's door in the hope that they can build some pressure, because they don't want anything which damages the interpretation of their business or how they treat their suppliers. And the IFO would hope in a sense that moral pressure would lead them to go back to the processors and say, you have to do something about this, you have to address the issues. But there is a risk here, Sean. Like Philip Carroll from Meat Industry Ireland, the chairperson of Meat Industry Ireland, very clearly said to us, outside the Beef Task Force at the Department of Agriculture earlier this week, it is going to take time. There is a recovery, but it is going to take time. That's what caused the problem, I think, today, and the frustration that the IFA said, hold on, how long are we really going to have to wait to see a jump in price? Many farmers here are talking about 10, 15 cents. They're not asking for the 50-cent differential that there is with the UK, but they're asking for something. And if that doesn't happen soon, we could see more blockades like this at other retail distribution centres around the country.
And one last question, Fran. What about the role of the Gardaí there today?
Gardaí arrived. The protest started at around 7 o'clock. By 7:30, Gardaí had arrived here. There is quite a Garda presence around. They're managing traffic. They're clearing cars off the road. They're monitoring the situation. They're liaising. They're discussing directly with the IFA exactly how things are happening. When these protests happen, Sean, you hear constant refrain from people, this is illegal, it needs to be moved on, it needs to be dealt with. The Gardaí will monitor. Where they will kick in is if the trail of trucks out onto the road is causing traffic disruption. That's where they'll kick in and clear the roads. And they did that during the beef blockades in the summer as well, at a point where traffic and road safety issues arose. But for the most part, they're keeping a watching brief here. The only thing that's blocked is the entrance and exit to the Aldi facility. Beyond that, Gardaí are just there around, and they are monitoring events, so to speak.
Fran McNulty, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's our agriculture correspondent there. And also my thanks to Daniel Long, chair of the Individual Farmers. Lots of texts, as I say, on this one. I think farmers should get a bit more for their products, as a caller. Another one, farmers do not get a weekly wage. It's called the direct payment and we pay it, says Philip. Farmers, says another listener, will rapidly lose public support and sympathy. That from Jerry. And then another one asking the question that Fran just answered. Sean, do the Gardaí not have a role to play here? Should they not move them on?
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.